January. Chapter 2. Alison looked at the selection of folders, index cards, pens and magnets laid out on the table in front of her and felt a deep sense of satisfaction. This was the year she was going to be organised with meal planning. Each colour-coded index card had a meal written on it and would live in one of the slots of a plastic wallet in an appropriate section of the folder, organised by season and subdivided into different cuisines, until it was selected for that week's meals, when it would be transferred to the new magnetic whiteboard above the organisation station next to the fridge. She sighed in anticipation. With the right stationery, there was no task that couldn't be accomplished. She picked out the first index card for this week's meal plan, red lentil lasagna, containing four different vegetables, but all hidden so Xander wouldn't notice. It was vegetarian, but the online reviews claimed it was so tasty you'd never notice the lack of meat, so that should keep Simon happy. She used the magnets to secure the whole week's plan to the fridge. Alison stepped back to admire her work. She couldn't help it, she was feeling smug. And so she should, she thought. It had taken several days of searching for recipes online and scouring her new recipe books to be able to fill in all the cards, cross-reference so she could find the original recipes again, with meals that were guaranteed to be easy, healthy and tasty. And once she'd made her meal plan for the week, she would take Xander with her to the greengrocer's so he could appreciate the colourful fruit and vegetables that would go into these meals. He might even be interested enough to help her cook later, and everybody knew kids who cooked were more adventurous eaters. Alison was already picturing the perfect dinner time where she would reveal that the meal they had all adored was not only vegetarian, but also low in fat and high in fibre. Simon would be so impressed. And yet somehow, Simon was not impressed. After dragging Xander around the greengrocer's as he whined about not being allowed to watch TV, "But Daddy said I could!" he flatly refused to help with cooking, which turned out to be a good thing, given that the recipe's timings seemed entirely fictional and the finished product bore very little resemblance to the glossy pictures. Xander began to pull faces as soon as Alison put his plate down.